This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohltz. Paul knew how to manage his life and ministry so he could finish the race God had set before him. He knew how his activities fit into God's purpose. What was Paul's self-management secret? He gives us a glimpse of it in Romans 15:14 through chapter 16. I suggest we do a Focus and Amplify study of this portion to find out. The focus could be put succinctly: organized to achieve. What Paul shares can be applied to each of us, whether we are involved in ministry in the church or see the marketplace as our mission field. Let's see how this focus is amplified in Romans 15:14 through chapter 16. I found three main points: maintaining perspective, maintaining discipline, and maintaining spiritual dynamic. Paul gained and maintained perspective in his work by knowing clearly where he had been, where he was, and where he was going. In other words, he knew what he had accomplished, what he was presently doing, and what he intended to do in the future. Consider with me where he had been. Paul's accomplishments through the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit were noteworthy according to verses 18 and 19. Gentiles all the way from Jerusalem to Illyricum had come to Christ. In fact, he said there wasn't a need for him to work in these regions anymore. When you get discouraged, it's good to look back and reflect on what God has accomplished through you. Some people keep a file of letters of affirmation and thanksgiving from those they have helped. When discouraged, they get out those letters and read them for encouragement. I'd encourage you to try doing that yourself.